At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Both of those guys are real talented players, man, and we knew that. It's a reason why they're on our team. The injury bug kind of got them, and it slowed their development process down. Man, he played his butt off, man. He did a great job. And I think the thing he'll tell you is that he's just scratching the surface. Like, he could have played a lot better, but he played real good, which is a testament to his mindset and how he approaches things. But I think he displayed everything that you needed to see from a premier edge player in this league.
No, I'm so proud of Daniel. I mean, you know, he worked hard in the offseason, came in great shape. You know, I think I was talking, you know, earlier that we're excited for Daniel. I mean, he's come a long way. He is a really, really good football player. In today's day and age, shock value, you know, whatever's seen for one shot on the internet doesn't make a man. He's done a great job. I'll really go back to last year. You know, when a player makes the practice squad, you try to elaborate to them, like, you know, this is a one-year opportunity. You're here to help us in practice, but to develop.
That's Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator, talking about former Terp Corey Bullock, who has turned some heads and then some here in training camp 2025. Made an impression last year, undrafted out of Maryland, and was actually Pro Football Focus. Yes, they grade people during the preseason, and he graded high. But now it looks like, Vinny, and you've said this, I mean, you started blowing the Corey Bullock horn a couple weeks ago. Not only is he turning heads, he's moving up the depth chart. You know, knock on wood, nothing ever happens to Linderbaum. But if it does, or one of the starting guards, Corey Bullock might be first in line to take that spot.
I would totally agree with that, Bob, 100%. I think he is the sixth lineman. I think he's a better football player than Noteboom, but he can't play tackle. You know, Noteboom's a tackle. But Corey Bullock's he played well in that game. And when I watched the other day in practice, they were doing the one-on-one stuff the day they were in pads. And he was playing guard that day. And he sat down anchored, just sat right there, bam, you know. And he can put his foot in the ground and anchor. I like him. And then I think I told you guys the other day, at the end of each drill, the last three or four plays of each drill, he would go in and replace Linderbaum with the ones. And what's the matter with Linderbaum? I said, no. I said, if Linderbaum were to get hurt, you know, Lamar needs work with his backup center. You know, the shotgun snaps and all that stuff. And Bullock did a good job with that. You know, so, I mean, Bob, he was standing out there, you know, like when the ones were out there and the one defense is out there and everybody else is over on the side on the field, he's standing out there with the coaches because he's going to replace Linderbaum. So he's made great strides. He's made great strides, and good for him. I mean, I think the biggest thing is he's a hell of an athlete.
Now, as he's made great strides, does that now put somebody's roster spot in peril? I mean, because was he projected to be part of the 53?
No.
2 weeks ago?
I don't. Probably coming out, no. I would think that Samak, you know, was probably in that conversation. And then Bob, like Dellinger, you know, the draft pick. I think he's a practice squad guy. So the backup center was, and I haven't seen him take any more reps at center, was Ben Cleveland. I haven't seen him get any there because I don't know that he needs to be because Bullock is such a better player than he is. So I think Ben Cleveland makes it, Bullock makes it, nope, boom. After that, and I'm guessing Vincent, you know, so those nine would be who they are. And if Bullock has to go in, I'm okay with. If anybody else has to go in, it's a big drop-off.
As John Harbaugh says, keep stacking.
Yeah.
So for Corey Bullock and the rest, trying to make the roster for sure. Also heard Todd Monken talking about Daniel Falele. I guess he's been taking some social media hits after getting pancaked against the Colts last Thursday. But old Monk rose to the occasion and certainly defended a guy who was a Pro Bowl alternate in 2024.
Yeah, the thing with Daniel is, and we heard Bateman talk the other day, they were roommates in college, and Bateman talked about how he was over 400 pounds at Minnesota. And now he's like 370. So his body is much better. And the kid improved a lot. Last year, he was alternate to the Pro Bowl. And he does a good job because his body is so big. He does a much better job in the run than the pass. I think what happens to him in some of the pass stuff, like the quickness gets to him. And if he just is patient in pass, that's what gets him. And I don't know if it's he gets tired, but when he's not patient in pass, he'll reach out and lunge, and that's when the quick guys get right by him. But if he sits back, he's got 36 and a half inch arms and he weighs 370. By the time they get by him, Lamar's long gone. So I'm fine with. I mean, he had the one bad play, you know, that went viral.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yeah. It was a very bad look, and it is what it is. But because I went back and watched the film, you know, after that, and I didn't think he played bad the rest of the way.
It's 58-81-057. The Fan. Nolan McGraw's with us as well. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato. Quick draw with you. You want to hear a song from your favorite female artist or band, send a request, Plazaport text line, 410-583-1057. Also heard Zach Orr talking about Mike Green and, you know, the expletives, if you want to call it that, are pretty, the positive one, like bleep, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I think probably, Bob, the thing that impressed me most about the game the other night was his ability to anchor and play the run. I thought he played the run exceptionally well. So I'm looking forward to seeing him probably get more reps in that situation. And what's going to be cool, Bob, is when, you know, if they're ahead, you know, like in some games in the fourth quarter, they're up like 10 points or whatever, and the other team's got to throw it all the time. Turn it loose, Mike. Do your thing. And I think that's when he's going to get a lot of play, too.
And also heard Zach Orr, we started the show talking about Adisa Isaac, David Ajabo. Nolan, you get in on this one as well. We talked to you. You go 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And they normally, the Ravens, don't keep 6.
Right.
I mean, Ajabo had, you know, the viral hit on Richardson, dislocated his finger. Anthony, now back in practice, by the way, for the Colts. But overall body of work through 3 weeks and even in the one preseason game still seems to favor Adisa Isaac?
Oh, to me, it's not close. You know, Ajabo's 6th. Bob, I mean, Adisa Isaac is on number one kickoff team and all that kind of stuff, you know, so he's not going anywhere. I would say this, if Ajabo's got to make plays in the Dallas game and the Washington game, that's what he's got to show up in those two games. Not just a free rusher. He's got to beat somebody. He's, you know, bend and beat somebody and do those things. And that's the way he's got to show up. I mean, Mike Green, people talk about him all the time. And Adisa Isaac, he's getting better. He's getting better in the one-on-one drills. He's getting better with his pass rush moves in the game, you know, because of his effort. And he can set the edge and play the run pretty good. And the guy who's quietly getting better, Tavius Robinson's a hell of a player. And he starts every – when the ones go out there, Tavius Robinson's out there.
Yeah, I like Tavius Robinson. Yeah. I was talking about him last year before the season. Exceeded all expectations.
No doubt.
Now solidified. But Nolan McGraw with Adisa Isaac versus David Ajabo, is it even a competition anymore? Or are we just doing this for sports talk purposes to, you know, maybe generate some interest for David Ajabo fans here?
Well, I think people just want to see him actually live up to his draft expectation. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, we've been hyping him up for years, and it's been nothing but disappointment because he just hasn't even been on the field. When he is out there, you forget he is out there. So I think if he was like a fourth or a fifth round pick, nobody would really care right now. Nobody would really bat an eye. But you're trying to get something off of that second round investment. So I think it makes sense. But just watching the games, it's not even close. It's not a debate.
I'm right there. And I loved Ajabo coming out. I thought they got a steal, I loved him at Michigan. You know, and then I heard Harbs talk about, well, the kid really hadn't played a lot and blah, blah, you know, yeah. And all those kind of things. But, Mike Green, you know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that hadn't, Tez Walker hadn't played a lot, and he's showing up all the time,
Vinny, I hear what you say. No doubt about it. And Ajabo didn't play his freshman year, barely played his sophomore year, busted out when he entered the draft. But, you know, he had Aiden Hutchinson on the other side. And they both, by the way, ate that year.
Yes, they did.
As Michigan got to the playoffs. But David Ajabo, roster spot possibly in peril. We'll watch this all unfold over the next couple of weeks. Orioles yesterday or last night. They lose to Seattle 1-0, and Dean Kramer is outstanding. We'll get into the particulars in a couple of minutes. But first thing Tony Manzalino said at his press conference yesterday, got injury news for you. Gave you the Grayson update. Surgery went well. He'll rehab in Florida. Should be ready for spring training. Whatever. Eflin, back procedure, lumbar stuff. I'm not going to get into the technical terms because I don't think I can pronounce the name of the surgery. But, you know, a guy that deals with lumbar stuff myself, you know, I feel it, literally and figuratively, done for the season. But the bombshell, if you want to call it that, Felix Bautista, significant shoulder injury. So they had to wait for the swelling to go down after the original one. Still waiting for other opinions. And we talked about it, me and Jim Hunter, last night on BBT. So shoulder injuries, what, torn labrum? Rotator cuff? I mean, it's not good.
No.
Tommy John, you know the end game. You get your thing replaced, and you take a year off, and you're ready to rock and roll. Shoulder, that's usually a career-defining in a negative way. Chris Tillman's career, if I'm not mistaken, pretty much come to an end because he hurt his shoulder back in 2016.
Yeah, that when I heard that, Bob, I felt bad for Bautista, you know, because did the elbow affect the shoulder? I don't know.
He was thrown close. I mean, he wasn't over 100 like he was 2 years ago, but he was high 90s and was looking sharp. They started to pitch him consecutive days. He went that 10 days without pitching, though, remember?
Yep. Yeah.
And then had an opportunity where he couldn't throw a strike, which proved to be the last opportunity of the season for him. But I look at it now, add closer to the list of needs for Mike Elias in the offseason of 2025. You want to get in and talk about that? Feel free to do so. 410-583-1057. But Ajabo versus Isaac, is it even a competition anymore? And where the hell's Jair Alexander as we're creeping closer to September?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Number 7 here on 105.7 The Fan. But we talk about that slot corner position. Perfect world scenario. Who's that guy?
Marlon. Marlon's the slot guy in the one position, because then, Bob, you got Wiggins on the outside and you got Jair or Louisier, you know. So that's the ideal situation if you want your best players on the field. And they also put Ouise inside too. So I mean, they've got, if they could stay healthy right now, they're depth wise they're good, because Tampa's playing okay, and Armour Davis is the one that's really been playing good. I mean, he's got more hands on balls than probably anybody has.
But with Jair Alexander, the problem has been what?
Health.
And he's already had his knee drained, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he has.
Hasn't practiced since when?
I've been there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I'll be there today. He has not practiced since I've been there all week.
So what do we make of this?
Yeah, Bob, the thing about it, when you really go back and look at it, all right, he played in their practices with Indy, which was Tuesday or when, whatever.
Last Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. All right. Wednesday was a walkthrough. Thursday. So he did nothing then. Game, did nothing. Day off the next day. And I don't know if he practiced Saturday. Did not practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, and then, I mean, you think he's going to come back for a walkthrough tomorrow and then a trip to Dallas? Probably not. You know, so it'll be 10 days, almost 2 weeks. That he'll have been out.
So when do we start getting the concern levels with his availability for week one against Buffalo? Because after that finale of the 23rd against the Commanders, 2 weeks, you set your roster. Interesting decisions to be made. And same with Isaiah Likely, by the way. What the hell are they going to do with him?
Yeah, those are all going to be interesting. You know, because people say, you know, about like keep 9, keep 4, keep whatever. Injuries are going to determine, you know, as we get going here, who's in, who's out. That'll probably decide the 53. You know, you say five running backs. All right, say somebody gets hurt and, you know, then all of a sudden, well, Ollie is going to be there. Or, you know, you could fit somebody else in. So right now, I'm sure like the Ravens coaches and Eric and them, they have an idea of who they want at 53, but there's probably like a 54 and a 55 and 56 if like Longerbeam and Kone got hurt, you know, that kind of thing. And the other thing, Bob, is Lowry's taking a lot of reps with the twos, and Bo Braid's kind of alternating in there with two and the threes. So do they keep extra safeties because, or Lowry plays in the slot some, Bo Braid plays up a lot, you know, so that's going to be interesting to see too down the stretch.
Yeah, roster composition still left to be done by the experts there, but we have a pretty good idea of who most of the team is going to be. Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. It started off today. Well, we crashed Wednesday. PT and Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Got a question for Vinny. But, Bob, the bullpen did look excellent yesterday, but I don't want to talk about that.
The one guy that pitched yesterday. Kiko Garcia Jr. or whatever his name is.
Let's not take pot shots, Bob.
No doubt. By the way, I like Kiko Garcia.
No, so did I. The guy could play anywhere. Vinny, in your career, long career in the NFL, what was the player that you're going through the off season? You're like, you know, obviously you got all these guys, you got the two deep, but this guy, man, I'm counting on to come in shape and just have a big year. I mean, he's 27, he's 28. He's in. What player in your career as an NFL general manager really would shocked you and really, you know, cost you big time?
Oh, so like who came in positive? I would say,
like Albert Haynesworth to me was the guy that like screwed
And the biggest problem with Albert was Albert. Well, it was, see, Dan Snyder, and Dan let Albert do what he wanted to do. Like Albert, right. Albert would be down in Dan's office. They'd be reading boat magazines and stuff together. And then all of a sudden, you know, the defensive coaches can't control him. He's telling them what to do. That was the biggest problem there. And then probably a surprise guy. Probably the biggest surprise to me would have been Lee Woodall, who we took in the sixth round, Westchester, PA, and it was in 94. And I give George Seifert credit. During the minicamp, he put him as a starter. And the year we won the Super Bowl, and Lee ended up being a Pro Bowler, Lee was like 6 foot, 230, like ripped, muscular, and played a hell of an outside linebacker. I mean, and that was a rookie starting sixth rounder from Westchester, PA on Super Bowl team.
Yeah, one of the best teams in the history of the National Football League. We're the 94 San Francisco 49ers. It's Vinny and Andy, Nolan McGraw. Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to get in, start out projecting what the Ravens might do here in 2025. They're 1.5-point underdogs. We started looking at point spreads yesterday a little bit because, yes, we're getting to that time of the year. 1.5-point dogs at Buffalo. It's basically saying, we think the Ravens are going to win, but out of respect, we're giving Buffalo 1.5. So we can talk about that. It's two teams with very similar goals. Win the Super Bowl and get by Kansas City. But are we sleeping maybe on the one team of this recent vintage era that has gotten by KC in Arrowhead? The Cincinnati Bengals, or is it too much to put them on a pedestal? I think so. I think the Ravens are far and away the best team in the AFC North, and that's just not hometown cooking.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In regards to injuries, it has been a season-long dilemma. Problem. How these all happen, I don't know. I can't keep myself healthy. By the way, as an aside, Nolan, you'll like this. I'm sitting there as Manzaliano's having his press conference. I start getting mini back spasms. Swear to God. I'm like, oh, my right leg started going numb. Dr. Sock, I was thinking about you if you're listening. I said, so I started doing little leg stretches, which you got to stretch the hammies. Because for those who don't know, I got slight scoliosis, hurt my back playing tennis drunk back in 1992. It is what it is. And I'm like, oh, man. Because if it escalates to, like, full on, I wouldn't have been able to get out of that chair. They would have left. I would have just sat there in absolute pain. Because if you're familiar with back issues, you ever had back problems before?
Nothing really bad.
Nolan, you're a young, strapping, muscular guy, no?
I've had spasms before, but it was a result of a bad mattress.
Oh.
So I haven't had them in over a year, knock on wood.
But it's like rigor mortis sets in. Can't move. So I'm like, oh, dude. So I start stretching a little bit. And then I get up. They subside. Walk out to the car. Pop 100 milligrams of Advil because I keep Advils in the car. Went over to Pickles. Had a glorious time with Joe LaCroix and Jim Hunter, me, Nolan, and Bordy will be there tonight. Crushed a couple of 16-ounce Mick Ultras. You wouldn't know my back was in pain at all. So that was kind of happening. But so Eplin, I can relate. Three times on the IL, which is not his MO. And if he was not hurt, he's probably a guy pitching for a contending team right now in the second week of August. The Batista one was a kaboom. Significant shoulder issue. But Nolan, we'll get back to you real quick because I know you're all on Elias. And I think a lot of it, I haven't turned 100% on him. I'm skeptical. I'm more concerned with what are you doing with the money? Are you going to be able to spend wisely? Yeah. I mean, can you be aggressive if David Rubenstein says, go get me Dylan Cease? And I don't care what it costs. Just using him as an example or one of the many free agents that are going to be out there. You're going to be willing to pull the trigger? Or is he going to say, no, that's not the smart move to do? Or are you going to be able to package a deal to get a George Kirby or a Logan Gilbert pitching tonight if Seattle might be inclined or the Miller kid who's on the IL right now, if they're inclined to move some of these dudes. Because that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to sign a pitcher, and you're going to have to trade for one. But Nolan, for the last time in 2025, as the Orioles are buried in last place, they've lost three in a row. They've been shut out how many times? 13? Do we use injuries as an excuse for why they are where they are right now?
It's part of it. It's part of it. I just don't feel comfortable just chalking everything up to that. I think it's giving them a pass for what they didn't do. And at a certain point, had the injuries been ridiculous? Oh, yeah. I mean, it got way out of hand there around the midway point of the season. And then you get stuff like this where it's just, man, like, give us a break. You know, can anything go right? More so when we talk about Felix and less about Eflin, because I think it would have been easier for people to accept that Eflin wasn't going to be here next year anyway. But Felix is supposed to be a part of the future. So that now very much a dark cloud hanging over what was already an ominous situation.
And you look at the roster, the way it's put together now, or even on the farm, and we'll talk to Tony Pente tomorrow, but who's the closer? It's not Cano.
Nope.
Aiken doesn't seem, I mean, they're best in their, I mean, Cano was an all-star 2 years ago being the right-handed setup guy. And when he's had to close, didn't fare well. Aiken, you know, gets lefties out, can give you some length in relief, but closer, it doesn't appear to be in his DNA. So now they need a closer. So where are you going to do that? I mean, it's just, it's a brutal turn of events for Mike Elotte. Now with Eflin, do you tender him? I would. No, I tender
at this
Eflin.
Point?
Yeah, you tender him because I'm assuming he'll be fine by spring training. I mean, I don't know. You tender him if he signs somewhere else. You get a pick. If he accepts the qualifying offer, you got to pay him $22 million. What's it? 21.5 this year. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it'll go up. So it's $22 million. Or do you just non-tender him and just let him move on into the next phase of his baseball career here? What do you do with Zach Eflin? Because you have options.
I think your doctors probably have a lot to say on that one. You know, the back doctor, you know, what's it look like, his recovery and stuff?
Yeah, procedure. It's like it's a lumbar disc thing, which is correctable, I guess.
Right. Well, that the nature of that injury, that's something that's just a big red flag for me. And Bob, you just got done talking about your back issues.
Yeah,
and
just sitting on my fat ass watching him talk about people with bad backs.
Stafford, he's still out.
Exactly. Yeah, he was supposed to practice, what, 2 days?
Yeah, he threw, 40-some balls, and now he said nothing.
Get ready for Jimmy G week one.
Yeah. But
that stuff doesn't go away, is the point. So, you know, Zach Eflin, when he came over here at the deadline last year, he was great, but he even missed time then. You know, he missed a little stint here or there. Before he was able to finish strong and did well in the playoffs. But, you know, I think after the season he had, and even when he was healthy, it was a roller coaster season. I think there's a debate to be had, even if he was healthy, over tendering him the contract at that price. If he's making $18 million this year, posting the stats he just did, plus three different stints on the IL, back surgery coming up, I don't know how you can justify paying him more than $18 million a year. All of that adds up to offering him less, at the very least the same. And prior to the surgery, I think I would have went to him and said, you know what, screw the pick. Of course, Elias would never say that. He's obsessed with his draft picks. I mean, he might give him $25 million a year just for the chance at the draft pick. I mean, knowing him. So I just, to me, red flag, as bad as it is, as barren as your pitching staff is, I'm just not touching it because it's going to blow up in your face.
And I hear you, but I mean, there's always the option of you don't tender him at all. It's free agency, and then you maybe kind of renegotiate, given hey, you owe us something, dude, because you kind of derailed our season with your three
depending
trips to
on,
the IL.
Yeah,
and
are you better off
at the trade deadline?
Are you better off taking the $22 million and getting somebody else? You know, it's going to cost you more, but take that $22 million for.
He will. I think if you offer him the qualifying offer, he would take it.
No doubt.
Given where he's at, and then now you're SOL, and now you got nothing.
All right. I hear what you're saying. I mean, these are questions that Mike Elias is going to have to answer, and maybe he already has his answer. We don't know. But you tell Eflin, bye-bye, thanks for the memories. You still need a couple of starting pitchers. Eflin healthy fits into a Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer, Bradish, who we're going to see Bradish and Wells in September. Can't rely on them coming back from both elbow issues, Tommy John for Bradish, and what did Wells have, a different scenario, but one that's cost him over a year. Maybe he would be best suited to pitch out of the back end. And we played earlier, Grayson Rodriguez should be ready for spring training.
No, I mean, they've got a lot of pitchers, Bob, that a lot of ifs.
Got a woulda, coulda, shouldas going on there. And you can't project to win your division next year or compete for a world championship because the window's still open with your core. But another year's gone by. So it might have been wide open. It's closed a little bit here. You know, your cat could still get out of it, but it's closing a little bit. So Mike Elias is going to go out there and have to do some things to turn it around. I don't even want to ask the audience what they think. A lot of people have lost faith in Mike Elias. I want to hear from those who still have faith that Mike Elias is the guy to get the Orioles over the hump that he kind of created. Injuries are real. Gunnar didn't come out of spring training, neither did Grayson, never pitched at all. Moo Man got her first series, so did Westberg. I mean, these are real things that have happened, but do you think Mike Elias is the guy? If you don't think so, your silence is already gold. James Cook's likes his new paycheck for the Buffalo Bills.
$30 million guaranteed.
4 years, $48 million, and as Vinny said, 30 guaranteed. Practice yesterday. And I'm guessing that he showed up to practice because he knew that the deal was about to get consummated here.
Thank you. You know, no doubt about it. That's why Sean McDermott said, I think it was Sean said, expect him out of practice tomorrow. The deal was agreed to probably, and they probably just had to cross a couple of T's and dot some I's.
Yeah, because he goes out there and an anvil falls from out of the sky right, and knocks him unconscious that he's losing all this money. And Josh Allen, after practice, was saying all the great things about, hey, you know, I love him here and I understand it's a business decision, but there's risk involved. I mean, we're looking at right now Michael Parsons in Dallas.
Hendrickson
in Cincinnati. I mean, they're not taking unnecessary risk by showing up, but James Cook gets paid. Is he a tier one running back, like in the Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley level? But he's a shade below. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson and all these guys, but he's a guy you can win with, as Buffalo proved with, last year, a double-digit touchdown guy.
Well, let me just say that Buffalo is a lot better with him than without him. And like you said, Bob, he's shown that he can win. You know, he was a lot better than I thought. You know, just watching him throughout the year and stuff. I mean, he got better as it went along.
Now, Buffalo, they're like the Ravens. They've got this pressure on them. And they're, again, prohibitive favorites to win the AFC North, or AFC East, rather, where the Ravens are in a more competitive division. I mean, Pittsburgh made the playoffs last year. Yeah. And they kind of do a lot. 9-8, 10-7, they don't last long. It's been coming up on 10 years since they won a playoff game. Who knows what Cleveland's going to be? But you have the Bills. I mean, the goal is the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 60. How do you get to, barring injuries, is there anything there in that division that could derail them? Because Miami, I think it's health on Tua. The Jets, I've always thought Justin Fields could play, but, you know, he's on his third team in a brief period of time. And New England, maybe a team on the ascend, but not yet. It looks like Buffalo's got somewhat of a cakewalk in their division right now.
I would tend to agree with you, Bob. I mean, like, if you're Buffalo, my only concern, you know, would be, when I go to Miami, especially if I'm playing Miami early in the year, because they're usually good at early in the year. Otherwise, if I have to go to New England, you know, could be a tough. They're going to be well coached, you know. And if I go in there and think that I'm just going to roll the ball out there and we're going to win, they could beat us. But they're going to be. I think, Bob, they're favored in every game. Other than one?
Early line, they were favored in every single game. And the early spread, and Nolan and I were talking about this yesterday. Nolan, get in if you feel free to do so. 1.5. It was 2.5 when the schedule first came out. But the Bills host the Ravens, at the Jets, host Miami, host New Orleans. host New England. So four of their first five games are at home.
Yeah,
so
and,
they're,
and Bob, the
they're 4-1.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, they're 4-1 coming out of that. And look, I think the Ravens will win that game, and we'll do our predictions coming up here in about 3 weeks. But they're in a very, and then they go to Atlanta. They're in a position before their bye. Then they go to Carolina.
Damn.
I mean, they're in a, they might be the only undefeated team left at football by the time they host the Kansas City Chiefs November 2nd.
Wow. They don't play anybody.
Except for the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, if they lose to the Ravens, all right, you know, does it hurt us, you know, for the playoff, for home field? Possibly, you know, a tiebreaker. But you look at the Ravens' schedule and you look at their schedule, you feel much, much more confident that Buffalo can be 5-1 than the Ravens can be 5-1.
To that point, Ravens, their first 6-7 games at Buffalo host Cleveland. That week two could be a pain in the ass for old Harbsy and crew. Remember last year, Minshew and the Raiders. Then they host Detroit on Monday Night Football, week three. 2 years ago, Detroit came here on their way to the NFC Championship game, and Ravens, ran, they didn't even belong on the same field as Baltimore. And then Sunday afternoon at Kansas City, then you host Houston, and you host the Rams before your bye. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 playoff teams from last year in your first six games.
Yeah. So if the Ravens, you know, if the Ravens come out of that and they're 3-2, they're probably okay. You know, but if they're 4-1, we're in great shape.
Now looking at Buffalo after Carolina, they host Kansas City, go to Miami, host Tampa, at Houston, at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Host Cincy, at New England, at Cleveland, host Philly, host the Jets.
Okay, so it does get a
little bit
yeah.
more difficult.
So they need to start fast. They can't, Bob, they can't have a Raider game like the, or a Cleveland game like the Ravens did last year early.
Noel, what do you think about this early season schedule favoring Buffalo? Because this is all going to be about home field advantage. Moving forward, the Ravens have faced the Bills twice in the postseason. Both games were in Buffalo. Ravens, of course, lost them both.
Everything sorts itself out in the end, as far as I'm concerned. It is no doubt that the start for the Ravens is pretty daunting. And I think you'd much rather have a difficult finish than a difficult start. I'll speak personally there, just because the current state of the NFL, starters don't play in the preseason. There's usually a little bit of a rust factor there out the gate. We saw it last year when the Ravens took on Kansas City, and that ends up being a narrow loss. You're thinking, well, maybe if that came in week 4 or 5, does the game look any different? Maybe, maybe not. But I guess it goes both ways. Maybe you're healthier to start the year than you are at the end of the year. So maybe my whole point goes back to it. Everything evens out in the end. The Bills will have difficult games along the way. They will still have to prove that they're worthy if they want to be in contention for the top seed. Nothing's going to be decided in, say, September.
The bye more midseason than later in the year? Cool. Disadvantage. Yeah. Like Kansas City's isn't until week 10.
I always liked it. Well, last year for the Ravens, remember, we were like, oh, it's late. And then Harbs was like, oh, we like it this late because they had some guys who got hurt. You know, and then
and they just lost to Philly.
Yeah, so it was probably good then. I never liked it early because, you know, you're just getting going and then you got to buy already. But now, I mean, Bob, with so many games on Thursday, you get 10 days there. You know, so there's a lot of times that you get some days off in during the season.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll come back. AJ Gersh, local kid, Fox 45, is Mike Elias. Does he have confidence that Mike Elias this offseason will get the Orioles back to where they expected to be this year? I've been saying for a while that what the Blue Jays are doing now is what the Orioles are going to be doing next year. I'm not as confident in that as I was, say, a month ago. And obviously the Ravens, big expectations. They're going to meet them, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.